You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Mōrena tamaki makaurau, it's time for your oral espresso. In fact, make that a double. On the 95BFM Breakfast Show, with your hosts, Rosetta and Millie.
Thanks to 830 Coffee Roasters.
The actor rehearses her new lines, one woman show. I'll see you at opening night, and then we'll look you in the eye.
Sanguin coming in with a nice bit of pocket there. That's Tō e la'a e ka waka. So nice. This little project that these guys put out via Noah Records. Sort of the Noah Records house band is how they describe themselves, I think. Yeah. Can't recommend enough you go and check that one out. Paraiso.
I feel like it's the vibe that we so need. It's so cold outside. It's feeling wintry.
It's real chilly out there. But we're nice and snug and warm, and we got cruisy music from Sanguin. And Footpitch Trio, of course, kicked us off with the actor. A te mārie e te whānau, nau mai haere mai ki te reo, ererangi pōho, he parakuhi tēnei. Ko te rāpare tēnei rā. kei te te kaumanati mai te whetu karaka. Ko Rosetta Rawa, ko Mili Maua, morena, you're on BFM Breakfast. We're with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Rosetta and Millie holding it down. Oh, demon coming out to hello. Say hello on this Thursday morning.
Little demon.
Morena Millie.
Morena.
Kei te pehea koe.
Oh, kei te tino pai aho. Yeah, man. I'm good.
Awesome.
I'm getting the woolens out. Yeah. I'm getting rugged up.
I must say, you came in with your trench coat and your gloves this morning. You look very chic.
Yeah, I was cold.
Yeah, it's chilly out there.
Yeah, it is. How are you?
Kei te pai, kei te ngenge aho, kei te makariri aho. I'm a bit cold and I'm a bit tired, but alas, we prevail. It's Thursday. We're almost there. Almost at a long weekend. I'm excited to be getting out of Tamaki this weekend.
You know what?
I'm going on a big long roadie.
I'd forgotten that it was a long weekend.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Oh, really happy to break that news to you.
You have no idea what this means to me.
Yeah.
Any listeners who forgot that it was a long weekend?
You're welcome.
Here we go.
Do you want to hear what I'm doing this long weekend?
Yeah, where are you off to?
I'm going on a big long solo roadie.
Nice.
Down to Riversdale Beach in the Wairarapa to go and hang out with my dad's vinyl club. Isn't that adorable?
Yeah, that's really cute.
Apparently the theme is remembrance because of Anzac weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've got to find all the dead people in my record collection, I guess.
Wow.
Also, just on the theme of remembrance, yesterday was 10 years since Prince died.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh, Prince.
Yeah.
So good.
Anyway, that's what I'm doing awesome. This weekend. What are you doing this
would
weekend?
Would you happen to be the youngest member of this vinyl club?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thought so. I'll bring the Gen Z representation.
Bringing the median age down and they're all thanking you for it.
What are you up to this weekend? Well, you've only just found out it's a long weekend, so you got to make some plans.
Yes, I've only just figured out that is it, because I am #stupid.
What? No, you're just head down, tunnel vision to the end of the week.
I was kind of on my grind set, and I was like, oh, you know, I'll start again on Monday morning. I might head along to Sleaford.
Oh,
Sleaford
awesome.
Sleaford Mods this weekend at the power station. Yeah, I might do that. I've got to make a pavlova for someone's birthday.
Pavlova for a birthday is crazy work.
It's crazy work, and I don't think I've ever successfully made a pavlova.
Oh, God. Okay, thoughts and prayers for Millie, everyone.
So there could be some effing and jeffing in the kitchen on Saturday afternoon.
Awesome.
And then other than that, I think a whole lot of sweet nothing.
Cool. There's a lot of really good gigs on this weekend.
Heaps of really good stuff on.
I saw that Beth Torrance is playing on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Benny Salvador's putting on a night at Double Whammy. That'll be a really good cunny with Carlotta and Christoph Alchuento. Awesome. And then on Saturday I saw that Shaq Half Queen is launching a new club night of sorts at Whammy, which is really exciting.
Shane P. Carter's playing Artworks, I think.
Oh, what the hell? Noah Records presents Leao Great South Mote and Eating a Home.
Yes.
On yep. Sunday?
Yeah.
Maybe I should stay in Auckland.
Yeah, it's pretty...
Nah, I don't really want to do that, but...
nah, I'm getting out of here.
I'm getting out of here for the weekend, but I'm really sad to miss all of these awesome gigs. Should we play something from one of these gigs?
Yeah, I reckon. Yep. Check it on. Yeah, otherwise we got a pretty cruisy show coming up for us today. Mm-hmm. We're catching up with Penelope Noir to bring us the latest in fashion. We got This Is How We Brew It, your chance to win some classic blend beans. Oh, Benny Salvador is dropped.
Mercury wonton, baby.
I wouldn't need a mercury wonton. I think it would make you sick.
What even is a mercury wonton?
Well, mercury's like...
Well, I know.
But
but like, where does one acquire a mercury wonton? I'll have to ask Benny. It could be a Mercury Lane flashback.
Ah. Yeah.
It was at Food Court down the block.
Well, this is from Family Fruit, which is like every song is a favourite dish.
Mm-mm.
Sort of vibe, I think, was the thinking behind that.
Anyway.
Yeah, we've also got heaps of prizes this morning.
Yes, prizes out the wazoo. Double pass to Armageddon. We've got a single pass to see Homebrew playing all of last week at the end of May at the Auckland Town Hall. And we also have a copy of our beautiful album of the week. It's Fable's new album. Change is a slow-moving beast.
Ain't that the truth?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, really awesome week to have a B-card. If you don't have one, you can head to 95bfm.com/sign-up. Give us some putia, win free stuff. Feel really awesome. But apart from that, heaps of tunes, eh? There's lots of new stuff. We had a new Office Dog yesterday, the announcement of an album. New Delaney yesterday, the announcement of an album. Busy old time, so we're going to crack on, but here's the rest of Mercury Wonton, whatever the hell a Mercury Wonton is. I think I'm going to investigate. I'll report back. Yeah, Atamaria. Hope you're having a good Thursday. Mercury Wonton is in former Mercury Plaza food court on Mercury Lane in Tāmaki. There's a barbecue pork and shrimp wonton noodle soup, apparently.
Yeah. Rest in power, Mercury Plaza.
Yeah. So there you go. The more you know.
95 BFM presents Stereo Lab, performing as part of Strange Universe Winter Edition, live at the Power Station, Thursday, June 25th.
Twice. I try. nutritionists agree 95 BFM breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
95 BFM breakfast.
Now, coming up in the news on the hour, a new report shows that universal dental care in Aotearoa is both feasible and affordable. Abuse reports towards Napier City Council staff have tripled on the previous year. Iran seizes two ships in the Strait of Hormuz after peace talks fall through. And an independent review has found that two state governments in New South Wales have failed to improve multiple wetlands. Whakarongo tonu mai, stay tuned for these stories in full and more on the hour.
Local award-winning horror comedy film The Weed Eaters is heading on a big forking tour to light up a movie theatre near you this April.
It must be cannibal weed or something.
We don't have to start throwing the C word around, Jules.
Devour the cinematic feast of the deadly and the deadpan at a special celebratory screening with lots of surprise treats in store. The Weed Eaters is rated R13 for violence, offensive language, drug use and content that may disturb.
The Weed Eaters, big forking tour this April. Head to flicks.co.nz for all the tour info and tickets.
Happy days to musicians feeling befuddled by the industry.
The New Zealand Music Month Summit is back, delivering a mountain of advice and inspiration to artists and music industry professionals of all levels.
Featuring discussions on all ages spaces.
Growing your home audience.
Ko tō tātou reo, ko tō tātou oro. Our language, our sound.
And the practical side of live music.
The New Zealand Music Month Summit, Saturday, May 2nd at the Tuning Fork.
Register now for your free ticket at moshtix.co.nz.
Run! Everyone run! The beast is coming!
It's going pretty slow.
For a monster with such long legs, it takes really little steps.
Should we just walk away?
Yeah, sounds good.
Change is a slow-moving beast. The magnificent new album from Fables is out now, and we have copies for B-card holders to win. Just tune in to 95BFM Breakfast to enter. Change is a slow-moving beast by Fables. Out now wherever good music is found.
The
That's how I learned who my real daddy was. There you go.
Oh, shucks, Merle. You're just something else. Oh, now play My Horse Is Too Slow.
Oh, dang it, Clive. I've been playing for 2 hours now. My fingers are damn well bleeding. There must be a better way for you to hear your favorite tunes.
As trusty as your best pair of spurs, 95BFM's Border Radio is your Sunday evening Americana appointment. Pull up to the campfire every week from 7 till 9 to hear your hosts, Kirsten, Paul and Louie, dishing up a hearty meal of country, folk and blues. Now proudly sponsored by Studio One Vintage Guitars. Check them out at studioone.co.nz.
Audio. Culture.
Tune in to 95BFM Drive every second Tuesday as they're joined by one of our friends from Audio Culture, sharing the songs, stories and salacious scandal from which is woven the mighty tapestry of New Zealand music.
Audio Culture, more cultured than a blue cheese with a BA. Every other Tuesday on 95BFM Drive.
Thanks to Audio Culture. Iwi Waiata, the noisy library of New Zealand music. Go to audioculture.co.nz.
Rip Breeze weather.
There's no hot air on.
Rip Breeze weather.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rick Breeze.
Morena, Rick.
Morena.
Hey, Rick, how are you going?
Pretty good. It's nice being here with the sun shining and blue sky overhead. Quite a fresh, cool southerly, a little bit southeasterly blowing through here, though.
I'm kind of sheltered
where I'm standing, but I can certainly see it blowing across the roof. Temperature has been a bit cooler overnight, so it will be the coolest night for a while, so things warming up a little bit from here. I saw a couple of 7 degrees around Auckland, didn't quite get it down to the 6, so just... That breeze kind of holding the temperature there in most areas. Maybe there was somewhere might have almost got there. We were down to about 7. Yeah, a little bit over 7. So, not too cold, I guess. In for pretty much a fine day. There's high pressure in the Tasman, just building across central and southern New Zealand. A little bit of a trough still hanging around in the north. We've still got that little pool of really cold upper air, although it's not affecting anything too much at the moment. Just expecting a little bit of low pressure to hang around over the north there, and that's likely to bring in some patchy rain and showers, and just a slight chance of some slightly heavier than patchy showers overnight tonight and through a bit of tomorrow. Seems reasonably likely. There's a chance it'll be more to the north, but also probably an equal chance that it'll get in across more sort of central and possibly southern parts of Auckland as well. So looking a little bit on the cloudy side, possibly a little bit on the wet side at times over the next day, but then things really clear up and we've got pretty much a run of mostly fine weather for a couple of weeks after this. Temperatures rise a little bit. We lose the really cold, dry southern air. It's a bit mixed. A good bit from the southwesterly direction, but then sort of light variable winds for a while as high pressure. It's a fairly solid high in the Tasman most of the time, and areas of high pressure will break off that and move across the country and out to the east a little bit at times too. Could put us in a bit of an easterly flow for a while as well. At times that might bring in just the odd little bit of a shower every now and then. There's a slight chance a trough from the north may affect us around sort of Monday-ish, Monday into Tuesday next week, but it's not super likely, and again probably more to the north or north of Auckland. No real cold outbreaks showing up at all, so decent run of autumn weather on its way after that little bit of rain and showers that we're probably going to get tonight. Not much to talk about today. Fine and mostly sunny, then some later cloud, overnight showers developing, south-southeasterly winds today, will be fresh at times. The high today about 18 degrees, being kept down by that fresh breeze, could have 17 to 18 probably, and the overnight low around about 10, so a little bit warmer. Friday mostly cloudy with some rain and showers likely. There is a chance we might miss out, but seems reasonable. Southerly becoming southeasterly. Saturday, fine, sunny, and a bit warmer with a light southerly. Sunday, fine and mostly sunny, then a bit of later cloud probably. Light winds becoming southwesterly. Monday, partly cloudy. It's just a chance of a few patchy showers for the holiday there. Followed by a warmer night, freshening southwesterly. Tuesday, mostly fine and warmer with some cloud, a fresh southwesterly. And Wednesday is looking fine and partly cloudy, just a very slight chance we might get a shower through, light southwesterly, maybe a bit more south-southwesterly there.
Mm, awesome.
Fine weather on the way.
Oh, wow. This is my favourite weather in the whole world. Cool and
crisp.
You like
the slightly cooler?
Yeah, I like the start of winter, end of autumn.
Yeah, I quite like that too.
The best.
Well, cool. Thank you so much, Rick.
Thank you, Rick.
We'll chat to you tomorrow. Yep.
Will do.
Ka kite.
Ka kite.
Wow, lucky I'm wearing a sweater. Thanks, Rick Breeze.
Ai, tēnā koe, Rick. Ko tōkaia tēnei waiata, ko Hope te kai waiata. This is a relatively new one from Hope. Tōkaia. We're going to jump on with Penelope Noir for fashion very soon, talking a little bit about the Tate's black carpet. Whakarongo tonu mai, stay tuned for that.
Turn to the left.